You are listening to Kicking and Screaming by Anung of Courageous Creativity, a podcast for introverts and homebodies to live bigger, more adventurous lives, to push our boundaries, but on our own terms. A quick warning that some episodes will have some swearing. Hey there, we are now on episode 5, and today's topic is introverts and dating. Now, this is kind of a touchy subject for a lot of people because being an introvert, we want our alone time. And dating is kind of one of those things you're supposed to allow someone into some of that personal space that we guard so strongly. On top of everyone else has so much opinions on how we're supposed to do and who we're supposed to be with. I want to make one quick disclaimer is that no matter who you are or what you want in life, you do not need a significant other. You don't have to date if you do not want to date. Don't make you less of a person. The idea of that you have one soulmate out there and you must find them kind of thing is bullshit. There are plenty of people out there for you. Some are better than others. You don't need, there's not this like sense of you're not a whole person. You are a whole person. You're deserving of anything you need, you want and need in life. Another person is not going to give it to you. They're supposed to be your partner. You're supposed to be your partner in crime and someone who gives you things that you want and need in life. But you do not need someone there to give you all that stuff. You should be able to get most of that yourself in one way or another. And slight ramp. Okay. One thing that I found out that this season, especially the holiday season, is also considered the cuffing season. Like, a lot of people at this time will actually just stick with someone they've been dating just for the holiday season, so they have a plus one, which is already horrible as it is, because we shouldn't have to have someone with us at all times to go to all these parties for work, friends, and family, and people really shouldn't be so intrusive. I'm like, oh, when are you going to start dating? When are you going to have kids? And it's kind of like, life isn't really about that. You do not need a significant other. Children are for the people who actually want to and will be good parents. We already have enough kids out there who have horrible parents. And you keep telling more and more people that they should have children, which is not freaking what we need. But as introverts, well, actually anyone in general, there are several rules that I've liked using when I started dating to make it less stressful, more fun, because that's what it should be. It should be fun. You should find someone that you enjoy talking with, spending time with, who actually respects you, that you respect, and you want to do things for each other. In general, anything about dating, it is not a numbers game, especially not for introverts. The idea of speed dating and going on like 4 or 5 dates in a week is horrifying. I don't know how people do that. I don't know how you can have all the small talk with all these different people trying to find someone that you click with. Like, honestly, you have time. Just take a breather. You need to take care of yourself. You need to have time for yourself, your family, whatever pets you have. That you don't need to have some marathon to just knock out all these guys or girls or whatever. Another side note, I am talking that I am heterosexual. And so I talk about me being a girl that I dated guys. But this is for anybody, LGBT, whatever else, asexual. Doesn't have to be about sex. It doesn't have to be with one person in particular, one gender. But this is how I speak because it's just my experience. So, finding people to date is always a hard thing in the first place, especially since so many people don't even go outside. I don't know how, honestly don't know how it works. I can't do that. My brother found his wife online through a game, through mutual friends in a game. Worked out perfectly fine with them. Like, there are ways to find people that you can get along with and that you can meet. But there's no reason to start pushing out date after date after date because you're so worried about finding the one. But unfortunately, you still need to go on dates. You can't skip the step about finding someone. Like, there's no skipping to, like, I found my happy ever after. This is not some Harlequin romance where you get swept off in this fantastical story. But so on top of that, too, it says, fuck the rules. There's all these weird rules out there you need to follow. There's certain things you just need to do that works for you. And that includes with everything with internet dating, what your friends say. Yeah, I have an extroverted friend that loves to go on group dates. I can't do that because I don't even know how to talk with most people in the first place. And on top of, I'm supposed to kind of not be a freak around this guy. And then all of a sudden I'm meeting my friends' significant others that I'm trying not to like turn them off for because, yeah, being a friend of someone you're dating, you judge your person you're dating because they're friends. If you have a friend that's like a freak, you're kind of like, what is wrong with her that she is friends with her? So just, honestly, group dating needs to like be pushed back later in your relationship, not in the beginning. On top of that, dating is not a game. So don't play any. If you're looking for a relationship, be upfront about it. Pass on anyone who isn't or won't take you at face value at this. If they all think, well, don't hate the player, hate the game. No, I don't fucking play the game. You want to have all this stupid shit about, or I'm not going to call you, or I can't call this person until 3 days later. You can't have sex until like the 18th date. Like, I don't understand that. Do it when you're ready. Do it when it feels right. Though I personally believe you shouldn't have sex on the first like 3 dates, especially when you first met the person. And honestly, a serial killer is really easy, can really easily hide that shit from you quite quickly. So you need a little more time to kind of like get to know someone. And honestly, like, I need to trust someone better. And I can't trust someone that quickly. Hell, I took a year for most of my friends to gain my trust. How the hell am I going to date a guy and let him be that intimate with me and be okay with it? If you're really into, like, seriously into finding a relationship, you need to pass up on some apps out there because some of them are there to just for hookups. I honestly don't know what they are because I stopped dating, well, started and stopped dating pretty quickly before those things got kind of big. That makes me kind of feel old, but I'm not, but it kind of does. But it's like, don't play any games. Be upfront with people on things. Yes, you can kind of hold some things back because you're not sure how they're going to react kind of thing, but don't be, I want a relationship, but I don't want to sleep with other people kind of thing. Like, if that's kind of how you want to go, you need to tell somebody because there's too many people out there who don't want that. And there's no reason for you to be together. Or some people have no problem with cheating. They don't think it is cheating. And the other person's like, I am 100% monogamous. Like, you need to lay that out and be honest with it because don't stick with someone because you like them or you think it's the best you can ever have because I can pretty much guarantee there are other people out there just as good that would date you. Another point, forget the fear of missing out. Yeah, there are so many choices out there. You're going to miss out on something. Like, honest the truth, you're going to miss out on shit. Especially being an introvert, you're not going to be out in the world all the time. I'm going to miss a concert because I don't like all the crowds and the loud music and the screaming. But if you don't want to have options and just have fun, which is fine, you need to make those choices. You don't have to go out with all these different people because, well, you might miss the wrong person. He might find somebody else. Like, that's just how life is. Like, you're going to miss out on a job because you applied too late and they saw someone else that they loved. The same thing with dating. Like, it just, you can't keep fearing and missing out on everything because you're even by that fear of doing all that other shit, you're still missing other shit because you don't have all that time in the world. You don't have all the money. You don't have all this, you don't have everything to be able to do it all. Just how it is. But on top of it all, like, don't take it all too seriously. Forget the long list of everything your future significant other needs to have. We all have the time. to find people, just like take a breath. Please just take a breath. Your life is not over if you do not find someone, especially for the holidays. It really isn't that bad if people keep asking you, like, where? Like, why don't you have someone right now? You know what? I started being a little shitty about it. Like, I'm sorry, I couldn't find someone who wanted to share their husbands. How rude. They're not good at sharing. Or I couldn't find a polygamy group that would fit my needs. Or I'd go like, hey, that last lesbian didn't like having boys in the group anyways. And like, only because, yeah, nothing wrong with being a lesbian. I had half my family thought I was for years. I didn't say anything about it because it wasn't a bad thing. I didn't care. And it sure as hell weren't gonna give me any decent prospects anyways. And I was on top of that, like, your life doesn't go on hold at certain times until you get into a relationship. You still live, you still do things, you have friends and families, you go to work, you still sleep, you still eat, so your life still goes on. Honestly, do shit with yourself, do shit with your friends. Like, you don't have to go to a movie, only a movie, with your friends. You don't have to go to a really nice, fancy restaurant with a date. Hell, I want to make sure that I like the food and I don't want to have to worry about the guy thinking he's going to get anything because it's really expensive. And on top of that, it's like, without being so serious, try something new with whatever your new potential dating person is. It's not like, not like y'all need to make sure you have only the same movies that you love together. I've never tried tactical laser tag. I took my husband to that because it frickin' was awesome. I can't shoot worse shit. I can shoot a bow and arrow very well, but not a gun. I'm practicing it. Another point, especially for introverts, do not be afraid to cancel or reschedule. You're the only one who knows what you need. But don't be rude about it. Have a valid reason. Your day could have been really busy. Work could have been really stressful. And you need to just sit at home and read. Or just snuggle with your dog. Eat a pint of ice cream. Whatever. But the thing is, you don't have to give a detailed reasons. Things happen in life. You kind of let them know, like, hey, this has been a bad day. Can we please reschedule? Especially if you're still interested in the person, like, let them know. There's no reason why people need to hide their emotions about it all. Like, when me and my husband first started dating, we both told each other, like, that was really fun. I really enjoyed it. He texted me the next morning, and he's not even a morning person. Like, there was nothing wrong with him showing that he was excited to talk to me again. That, like, oh, yeah, we're going to see each other, which wasn't a dating thing. Like, we were going to see each other in college during a class. Like, it was nice to see each other. It's like, and also on top of that, it's like with canceling and rescheduled, like, you need to guard your time and your space to make an actual smart decision about dating someone and knowing that you're not getting all the butterflies and the honeymoon phase of seeing everything being perfect. Like, taking a step back sometimes and just being by yourself kind of reminds you of, like, are you really feeling good about this relationship or are you not just getting swept away? Next point is be direct and honest with yourself and potential dates. Know what you actually want and go for it. Like, yes, I said, like, don't really make a list, but, like, make a list of things that you won't compromise on. This needs to be short. Like, for mine, it was kind of like, I need someone who's okay with LGBT people. I have an aunt who's a lesbian. Been my whole life. I have no problem with her, and she's a big part of my life. So I needed to make sure he had no problem with her, that. And I had several really close friends who were gay. I had a trans friend. I had a bisexual friend. Like, she was really close. Like, he needed to be okay that I'm sleeping over at my bisexual friend's house and not be worried that, you know, the chance he's going to hit on me and I'm just going to, like, go for it. We weren't each other's type. One, I'm straight. she's like a sister to me. And there was no way that we were going to like just hook up just because she's bi. Like, does she has standards. I wasn't one of them when it came to a partner. As a really good friend, yes, we were peas in a pod. I mean, for other people, it could be your religion or your belief systems. Or that you're an absolute vegan and you need someone that doesn't eat meat every single meal and, like, beats you up about being a vegan. Or you need someone that is not a workaholic. Like, it's very specific things, but very big things. Like, I don't want someone who does drugs. Some people are kind of okay with it. But then you also have another list of wants. This can be a little bit longer, but more things that go with your life and beliefs and less on the physical aspects. Like for me, it's like he has to like dogs. I love dogs. I guess pretty much he can't be like allergic to them because I'm going to have them in my life. At that point, I was living with my parents when we first started dating and my parents had dogs. So of course he kind of, that shit gets on everything. So of course he can't be allergic to him because it's going to be on my clothes. Like, another one is, like, he can sit at a bookstore for hours on end with me. Or have no problem, like, I'm going to be there. Come meet me in, like, 6 hours and we'll be good. Or don't force me to watch sports. I don't care about them. But for me, it's kind of like, if that's what they love to do, I have no problem him going to a game. Or sitting at a bar with some friends and watching a game. Like, I don't care. Just don't expect me to drop everything to go do that, but I also expect him to not make fun of, like, something I do. Like, I don't care if you and your girlfriends want to go have a wine night and bitch every month. Your guy has no right to say anything about that. Like, the person needs to respect you. Like, that's a one thing that's not even, like, should be put on a list. Person needs to respect you and what you do and what you enjoy, because what you're doing is not hurting anybody. Then there's no reason for him to have an opinion on it. And on top of that, it's like, compromise will happen. You're going to have to do some things you're not going to like. You just can't do the things that feel wrong with you. And with, like, your morals or your belief systems. Yes, compromise. Yeah, I went to the bar once with my boyfriend so he can watch a UFC game. I couldn't care less, but they had good food. I'm like, okay, fine, you're gonna feed me, I'm good. Oh, look, there's a ping ball game, I'll go sit over there for 2 minutes. But it's like, but don't always give in. You need to have your needs met as well as someone else's, and you need to know the difference between wants and needs, because you don't have to make a relationship run quote-unquote smoothly by giving in all the time. It's a give and take, it's compromise, but it's also certain things that you cannot push over on. So let me know what everyone else thinks about what your dating scene is. If you have any other questions and comments, or if you have something that is very specific and you want an opinion on, I am very opinionated. I would love to give it to you. Please put it in the comments in the blog post. Or if you want to just give me some information that works for you, I love passing it on to introverts, because honestly, I only dated one guy my whole life. I started when I was 23. We got engaged 4 years later and he's the person I married. So I definitely want to get, if someone has a little more experience than me, then that's very helpful, because I don't have any ex-boyfriends. I don't have really any bad dates. For a downloadable list of all the points in this episode, head over to courageouscreativity.co/blog/podcast5. Drop in your name and email and it's all yours.